1953, Borden visited Strauss' office to discuss their mutual concerns about Oppenheimer. According to Priscilla McMillan, Borden gave Strauss a mysterious document, probably a compilation of Borden's suspicions about Oppenheimer. This document has never surfaced, but their subsequent activities suggest that during this meeting, they agreed on a plan, a conspiracy really, to end Oppenheimer's influence. Borden would do the dirty work, and Strauss would provide him access to the information he needed. Within 2 weeks of their discussion, Borden had permission to check out Oppenheimer's security file from the AEC security vault. Even though he left his government job on May 31, 1953, Borden was able to keep the file until August 18th. On July 16th, Strauss talked on the phone with Borden, who was reading the file in the isolation of his vacation retreat in upstate New York. Within hours of its return, Strauss had Oppenheimer's dossier on his desk. He kept it for nearly 3 months, returning it to the AEC security vault on November 4th. A few hours after Strauss returned the file, the AEC's assistant security officer, Brian F. LaPlante, checked it out. LaPlante, a confidant of Strauss, didn't return the report until December 1st. This sequence of withdrawals and returns of Oppenheimer's file by Borden, Strauss, and LaPlante was surely coordinated. It could not have been a coincidence. Clearly, Borden was working with Strauss' knowledge and encouragement to compose an indictment of Oppenheimer. When Borden completed his work and returned the dossier, Strauss retrieved it, perhaps to study the evidence himself. And when he was finished with it, he ordered LaPlante to review the report for further analysis.